The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning, everyone, and good day, hello. And we're coming here to the last week of the series on Satipatthana. And my preferred translation of the word sati is awareness. And awareness maybe is a little bit ambiguous term for some people. It's a multivalent term, meaning it can have different meanings for different people. And one of the meanings that it has for me that pertains to my practice and understanding of this text we're doing, it is a form of awareness, form of attentiveness that when established has an effortless quality to it. There might be effort to stay in the flow of the river. If you kind of go off to the side and get caught on the bank on the left side, you maybe push off, or you kind of paddle a little bit to stay in the middle of the current. Or if there's some boulder in the way as you go down on the left, you kind of, you know, make sure you stay in the middle. And so there's a little bit of effort involved, but it's clear that the effort involved is not to be aware. The effort involved is letting go of what interferes with awareness. And some of the things that interfere with kind of a crisp or clear awareness, of really feeling we're present, is there's a lot of thinking. And thinking is not the problem, in a sense. Thinking is the distraction from that awareness. We don't have to then condemn thinking or stop thinking. The art of it is to kind of turn it around and let that, discover that awareness, return to that awareness, being aware of the thinking. And so it's a little sleight of hand. You're preoccupied in thinking, then you know you're caught in your thoughts. And then rather than doing anything against the thoughts, judging them or trying to get away from them or do something, it's the discovering the kind of knowing of thinking, the awareness, the recognition, that has a kind of ease to it, a quietness to it, a naturalness to it, maybe an effortlessness to it. Effortless in the sense that it's not something that we do, but rather it's something that is done by our psychophysical system, something that's done by, maybe we say, the mind. It's as if it's the awareness that you can't turn off. You can only be distracted from in waking hours. It's always operating. And luckily it operates when we're distracted sometimes, because you know, you might be lost in thought, but you have just something has just enough awareness to see that as you walk down the sidewalk, you're about to run into a person pushing a stroller with a baby in it. And somehow that comes into awareness enough that the system takes it into account. But you weren't really seeing anything, but, you know, consciously, but somehow that awareness was there. So I don't know how accessible this will be for you today, but perhaps for the sitting today, maybe there can be little moments where you can appreciate this, little moments of maybe being in awe of it, inspired by it, that we have this capacity. Or maybe there'll be moments where you can't understand why this is a big deal. Why is this so important? Because we have important things to think and to do, and we have to get on with it. And just to do something that's so, we're not applying ourselves, can seem like, you know, what's the point? But we do apply ourselves mostly to get out of the way, to stay in the current, to place ourselves back in the current and then allow this awareness to be there, to carry us. And maybe it's the current, the river of our present moment experience. Or maybe it feels like there's a river of awareness itself that flows through experience of the present moment. Something like that. So, assuming a meditation posture, and just as you're here, even before you close your eyes, if they're not closed, what comes into awareness effortlessly? What do you become aware of that you're not directing your attention to, focus on, or it kind of comes into peripheral vision? Maybe what comes into awareness that there was no plan to have that be there. It's just there without planning or directing attention. A sound. Particular body sensation. If your eyes are open, a particular sight object. It's possible that almost seemingly immediately after something comes to awareness unexpectedly and effortlessly, the mind kicks in with effort and directedness and reflection. That's okay. But see if you can even for moments recognize and appreciate when awareness seems effortless or undirected, as it knows something. Now you might gently close your eyes. And with this kind of kind of receptive, open, maybe seemingly effortless awareness, the closest you can to doing it, without doing anything more, or fixing anything, or changing anything, become aware of the tensions in your body, the places where you're tight, places that we usually relax during these meditations. But don't relax them. Just let them be in this field of awareness. And let them appear in whatever way they want to appear in the different parts of the body. Maybe without attention centered on any one of them, but just gently in its own way, floating between them. Notice any tendency to want to relax the body. And that that desire to relax the body, let that just be one more thing that awareness knows without needing to do anything. Awareness does not need to do anything at all except be aware. If you need to do something, experiment with just being aware of the feeling of that need. Letting it just exist in a field of this effortless awareness. It may be as if you're pulling the curtains on a window and now see the landscape outside. Kind of like you're pulling the curtains for your breathing. And the landscape is the body breathing. And what part of breathing, experience of breathing, comes into awareness effortlessly, unplanned. The particular sensations of the in-breath and out-breath don't last when one ends. What's the next sensation that comes into awareness? You're watching the river of experience in the river, in the breathing. It's like watching the little waves on the top of the river that go by. Watching all the different sensations. Putting aside needing to do anything, accomplish anything, in favor of appreciating whatever way there's a naturalness and awareness, in whatever way, once in a while, it seems that awareness operates without direction and without you doing the awareness, just aware. You don't have to give any concern to how you're not doing today's practice, not managing to do it. Only kind of begin again, noticing how it is working. Maybe it's most clearest time is when a sound or a sensation or a thought arises uninvitingly, unplanned. It's just there in awareness. In that first moment, it's there effortlessly. And what happens to the naturalness or the effortlessness of awareness if you make a very small half smile with the corner of your lips? Resting in awareness, as you would rest in a easy chair, rest in a back onto a soft mattress, is resting in awareness. In whatever way you can appreciate the naturalness of awareness, the effortless quality that can be there, the way that awareness could operate without directing the mind or doing awareness. And in that natural awareness, is there any in and of itself, within itself, not within you, is there any attachment, any fear, any aversion or clinging? Is there a place of awareness, a way of being aware that is absent of clinging, absent of attachment, absent of being for or against, and what we're focusing on here is the awareness itself, not what awareness knows. The awareness might know attachment, it might know clinging, or but in the simplicity of that awareness which is there even when you're not trying to be aware, in and of itself, is it free of attachment and fear? And those of you who can sense something like this, take one last moment here in the meditation to appreciate knowing a place within, free of attachment, free of clinging, free of fear. And to the degree to which you can be aware without attachment, without fear, without asserting yourself, let that attention move now towards the people in your life, in your neighborhood, places of work, family, friends, strangers, your people in stores you go to. And perhaps this simple natural awareness can be a clearing, a clarity through which your kindness, your love, your friendliness can flow outwards to them. May the clarity of awareness allow us to love more freely, and in that love, as an expression of that love, may we wish well for others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to that possibility. Thank you all.